What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are music licensing in the coolest form, because we are the coolest. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to all the listeners, man. It has been amazing. We almost coming up on a year for Sync Music Mondays, man. So we just want to shout y'all out. If y'all haven't noticed, we got a new format, a fire format. We have a lot of business partnerships that are pending. I can't really talk too much about it right now, but it's exciting. We are happy. We are blessed. And we are blessed to have your viewership. You know, sidebar, we won't go Hollywood. I promise y'all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but there's a lot of dope stuff coming down the pipelines. We can't say that. Shout out to JS, aka The Best Man. As you guys have noticed, Jay hasn't been present for a lot of the episodes. That's because he has a lot of other business dealings that he has to tend to. So nothing but love to Jay. You know what I'm saying? We wish him the best. And great, great things, man, on the horizon, man. So as always, we're going to start off with the word of the day. You know, something motivational, inspirational to get y'all going on y'all journey. And it goes like this, pretty much straight to the point. Word of the day is separation is elevation. I'll say that again. Separation is elevation. I think a lot of times in life, we go down different paths, different journeys. We have different relationships, whether that's friendships, partnerships, business dealings, intimate relationships. But sometimes separation is equivalent to elevation, right? We got to elevate to higher heights, deeper depths, try new things, see new faces, experience new places, just so you can broaden your view. You know, I remember when I was growing up and I got my first record deals, and I was really pretty much just isolated in a bubble, like coming from South Jamaica, Queens, did a lot of mixtapes, made a lot of money, but I really didn't travel, you know. But once I started traveling the world, performing other places, going to Italy, going to Paris, going all over the world, I saw different people, had different experiences. So I encourage all of you today, you know, separation is elevation. Don't feel that you have to be stagnant and stay in a certain place with certain people, man. You know, that'll just cripple you in the long run. So ultimately, do what you got to do, elevate to the next level. And that is the word of the day. All right. But for today's episode, we're going to do something pretty dope, as we always do. We're going to talk about a topic. I think it's a pretty dope topic, man. It's called Don't Be Ashamed of Your 9-to-5. You know, I think that that's a taboo topic, especially in entertainment, because a lot of times people don't want to talk about 9-to-5, right? When you look at social media, it's glossed over. Everything puts all their wins, but nobody posts their losses. I say that again. You know, that's another word of the day. Don't get caught up in social media, because, you know, everybody's posting their wins, but not everybody's posting their losses. So everything looks so sexy. Everything looks so glamorous on the front end. But on the back end, things ain't so sexy, you know. So that's why we decided to do this topic. Don't be ashamed of your 9-to-5. Don't be ashamed of your job. You know, shout out to my man, Storm Leroy. I think he said it perfectly. You know, Storm broke it down. He said, listen, your job is your first business partner. You understand? Your job is your first business partner. When you look at a lot of people who became successful, regardless of how they did it, it all boils down to one thing, the money, right? Like, you got to have money out here to make moves. It's like, if you want to be successful, you got to have money. Like, it takes capital to make something happen. That's why a lot of times when people have startups, they have ideas, you know, they'll get investors on the ground floor. Why? You need capital. You need money to make things happen. So, you know, I always tell artists all the time and musicians, like, there's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5, but leverage your 9-to-5 as your business partner to help you elevate to the next level. So that means when you clock in every day, don't look at that as your final destination. Look at that as an opportunity to fund your goals, to fund your dreams, and keep focus of that. You know, I think a lot of times people get lost in that. It's either one of two ways, right? I think people get lost in a 9-to-5. They get lost in feeling like there's security in that, which to a certain extent it is, But on the flip side, it's not, because sometimes, you know, when your boss gets tired of you, when the company gets tired of you and they want to downsize, you out there. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I see it all the time where people pass away, unfortunately, and they already got their replacement walking in the door. You understand? So you're just another social security number at the end of the day to a lot of these companies, a lot of these businesses, a lot of these agencies. So you have to do what's best for you, do what's best for your family, and that's building generational wealth, you know? And that comes down to, at the end of the day, like brick by brick, building intentionally what you want to build, and keeping focus on that, right? That's definitely important. You know, but ultimately, at the same time, don't be ashamed of your 9-to-5. I think we live in a culture now where everything is glossed over, has to look sexy, a lot of filters, a lot of, you know, popping champagne, driving fast cars, you know, hanging out in the clubs and all of this stuff, flashing money. But ultimately, fund your dreams effectively. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed of that. I worked a lot of jobs, man. You know, like, it took time for me to elevate in music and to consistently make money, you know, and get placements on major TV shows and major movies. This was a process. You know, there's no such thing as overnight success, right? Everybody in the industry I met, they say, okay, man, you know, every overnight success story took about 10 years. You feel me? Like, everybody I know, you know, everybody I know, whether that be my cousin MG, the mortgage guy, I seen him from start to where he is now. Everything takes time. It's a progression. So don't let anybody make you feel as if you're behind, that you're not on time, because, you know, at the end of the day, you run your own race. You know, don't get caught up in social media, all this other stuff that they post. You know, it can be very disheartening at times, you know, but you got to stay focused and you got to just buckle down and know what your vision is and what your execution is. You know, I remember, I keep it a stack, because y'all know I keep it a stack, right, man? Like, I remember my first job that I ever had, I worked at Pudgy's Fried Chicken House, man, right? Like, Pudgy's Fried Chicken House, B. Like, we was in there making fried chicken. It was me, my cousin Nika, my brother Calvin, rest in peace. And yeah, that was the first job I ever had, man. We battered the chicken, fried up, you know, but we were young. That was my first job I ever had, you know, so I didn't mind doing it. You know, at the end of the day, like, it was what it was. It was honest work. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, I'll say that too. Like, don't let anyone shame you for having a 9-to-5. I'll tell y'all a story. Because, you know, when I first started doing music and stuff like that, I was doing mixtapes, trying to get on. Everybody wanted to get on. You know what I'm saying? It's like Kanye when he was working at The Gap, right? So I had a job, you know, at that time that I was working in particular. And I remember I got a phone call from one of my friends, and he's like, yo, why you working that job, right? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, nah, B, we got to be out in the streets. We got to be getting this music out there. Like, yo, anybody got no time for no job? Like, what you doing? And I'm like, well, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Because one thing I always understood was that it takes money to make money, right? So the reality is that, you know, a lot of times you got people where they got blind ambition, right? And you got to be careful with those kind of people, because they'll have blind ambition, but they don't have any focus, right? So there's no real goal in sight or execution, right? Like on this show, we always talk about SMART goals, right? What are those? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based, right? So you got to have goals. You can say, all right, I want to be a millionaire, but how are you going to become a millionaire? Right? Let's keep it a stack. Like, how are you going to become a millionaire? Like, you know, you got to have a plan, right? If I go and I buy some wood and I want to make a shed, all right, I got to have the tools. I got to have a hammer. I got to have a screwdriver. So you got to always have a plan. So circling back to that story, respectfully, I had to check my man. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because it takes money to make money, you know? So, you know, some people, they have that blind ambition. And unfortunately, a lot of people that I knew like that at that point in time, fast forward years later, and they haven't progressed much because of that mentality that can cripple you. You know, they say faith without good works is dead, right? So at the end of the day, you can have faith. That's great. But don't let religion cripple you to the point where you're a fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you got to hustle. You got to grind. And you got to have steady income, too. Let's keep the stat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I say all that to all of you. Like I said, you know, from jump, from the start of this podcast, stay focused, stay humble. don't allow anybody to make you feel less than, or you're not doing what you should be doing because, you know, you're not broke and just trying to be a full-time musician. You know, meanwhile, you can't afford to pay your bills on a monthly basis. Meanwhile, you're struggling. Meanwhile, it's always hard times and heartache. Meanwhile, you always like low-key down and out. Like, nah, that's not winning. You know, and don't let anybody fool you or lie to you that is winning, because that's not what winning looks like. All right. So, you know, like I said, man, don't be ashamed of your 9-to-5. Your job is your first business partner. Leverage your job accordingly to get you where you need to go. And that's pretty much the basis of this episode, man. You know, we're keeping it straight to the point, man. Shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to all of y'all that are currently 9-to-5 musicians, #bedroom musicians, bedroom producers. Shout out to all the people who once upon a time had a 9-to-5 and they was able to leverage that 9-to-5 to elevate and get to where they have to go. Big shout out to y'all. Shout out to the people that are still trying to figure it out, man. Regardless of where you're at in your journey, appreciate the journey, because that'll make you appreciate the destination even more.